Greetings. I'd like to welcome you to the new and improved Speaking of Life. I'm excited to share the new set and other updates with you, and I hope you will enjoy them as well. I look forward to joining you weekly as we continue this ongoing ministry. Fifty years ago, President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. It was a day that shocked the world. Many can still remember exactly where they were and when they heard the news. But did you know that November 22nd also marks the passing of Aldous Huxley and C.S. Lewis? These three men died within hours of each other. As we look back at their departure, we are reminded of our own mortality. Hebrews tells us that man is destined to die once, and after that, the judgment. That can sound a little threatening, since we know that we've all fallen short. But judgment doesn't necessarily imply condemnation. Earthly death is a kind of judgment in and of itself, and we know that not all who die are condemned. I think that judgment in this context indicates a sorting out of the true nature of a person's being. In this moment, standing before our judge, some may cling to life's achievements. Clearly, Kennedy, Lewis, and Huxley made great contributions to our world. But on that final day, even their temporal works will be stripped away, and we will stand before our Creator as fallen creatures, all equal, presidents, novelists, and humanists. All of us will be subject to death. But we are not without hope. The Bible tells us that Christ came into the world to take on our sins. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15, "One died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." Jesus' death was vicarious, meaning that when he, our Creator, died, the entire human race was laid in the grave with him. But the good news of the gospel is that we also were raised with him to a great hope, the hope of not only escaping the penalty of sin, but also being reconciled to God. With that in mind, judgment doesn't seem as scary. In Jesus, we have an advocate with the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the one who died for all, and he is the reason that none of us have to get what we deserve. Christ alone is the final basis for our eternal judgment, and that means we have hope in Jesus, our great high priest and merciful judge. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.